its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Tens of thousands of music and movie fans will descend on Austin, Texas next week for the South by Southwest Festival. The festival's lineup features a number of Michigan musicians, but they won't be the only ones representing the Mitten State. Joining them will be a team from the arts advocacy group Creative Many, formerly ArtServe. They'll be setting up a Michigan house showcasing the state's creative culture, everything from furniture to handmade guitars. Yesterday, I learned more about the Michigan House from Jennifer Goulet, president and CEO of Creative Many. I first asked about the motivation behind the Michigan House project at South by Southwest.
Design and creativity goes long and deep in Michigan's DNA. We are the state where really cool things get made. And Creative Many just rebranded ourselves last fall to really focus on the economic opportunities of the creative and design industries across the state. And we had a really great opportunity to connect with some partner groups in Grand Rapids and now Detroit to band together and rent a house in Austin during the South by Southwest Festival this month and really use it as a hub for promoting the power of design and creativity here across Michigan.
What kinds of things can people expect to find inside?
We're going to have just kind of a great informal home-like environment that is going to be chock full of all things made in Michigan, from Herman Miller furniture to Wallace Detroit guitars to McClure pickles, you name it. And it's going to be a great place for people who are attending South by Southwest to bring a friend or two and to come and, you know, relax, put your feet up, have some deeper conversations on the things you're learning or connecting with at South by. We're going to have a couple of facilitated panel conversations, Opportunity Detroit and the Downtown Detroit Partnership and We Know Detroit are throwing what they're calling the Rock City Opening Throwdown Party. And then throughout the week, we have a number of other partner groups like AMI Entertainment, which is the only producer of jukeboxes in America that's based outside of Grand Rapids.
Didn't know that.
Dizzy Bird Records is going to be joining us. And then Art Prize is going to be opening a recording studio. And we're going to be having various musician groups, performing groups that are going to be coming in, doing recordings that will ultimately be submitted to Art Prize for the upcoming exhibitions. But then we're going to have a great array of different Michigan performers and some others that are going to be playing for us at the house. So it's just going to be kind of a really exciting week of bringing people together and really all centered around the amazing array of creativity and design that makes Michigan, A, such a very special place to call home, and B, such an amazing place to do business.
Did you really feel like you were eager to go, especially to this event, to South by Southwest? Why did you want to go here?
Well, South by Southwest has really exploded into an international gathering of the music, film, and interactive technology industries. And, I mean, it is one of the largest gatherings of designers and creatives. And, you know, what better place to be able to band together as this group of Michigan partners to create some visibility mm-hmm. about the opportunities that exist here in Michigan, really try to, you know, bring some of that back with us and create some opportunities for the creative sector statewide.
It seems like there's been a renewed focus on the role that art plays in communities in Michigan the past few years. You have Art Prize, for example, which brings thousands of people to downtown Grand Rapids every year. What do you think is behind the resurgence of creative culture in Michigan?
Well, I think that the creative sector and the arts and cultural community have certainly been a unique and kind of foundational asset to what makes Michigan and its communities such wonderful places to live and to work and to explore. And, you know, in terms of cultural tourism, you know, our arts and cultural assets statewide generate more than 18% to the total state tourism industry. So, you know, they're a significant player as part of what it takes to reinvent and really truly make Michigan the comeback state. Creative Many's own research that we've been doing over the last several years under the Creative State Michigan brand, I think has been instrumental at really elevating community awareness of the economic and social impact of our creative sector. Last year, we released a statewide report on the power of the creative and design industries, and that's an industry that generates nearly $3.6 billion in wages statewide, offering nearly 75,000 jobs in nearly 9,800 business establishments statewide. And in, you know, sectors such as advertising and design, the film and broadcast industry, architecture, literary publishing companies, you know, as well as our traditional arts and cultural sector, our individual artists and creative practitioners, our orchestras and our museums. It's really quite a diverse and rich economic powerhouse.
Jennifer Goulet is the president and CEO of the arts advocacy group Creative Many. We're talking about the group's plans for the Michigan House, a showcase of design from the Mitten State taking place at South by Southwest next week. Jennifer, are there particular areas of the state that you think are doing a good job of capitalizing on their creative economy?
Well, I think that one of the things that we are learning is that the creative sector is really alive and vibrant and with opportunities to grow all across the state, in all corners of all communities, regardless of size. But certainly, there are core regions that really both in terms of the already existing presence of those industries, as well as the local community's intent to position them for continued growth and prosperity. There are definitely regions that jump to the top of such a list. Certainly the city of Detroit, the greatest hub statewide for the creative sector, and one in which I think with the city now coming into the post-bankruptcy phase, the creative economy is really positioned quite powerfully to be part of the city's strategy for rebirth and its resurgence.
Okay.
Grand Rapids, you know, colleague on the opposite side of the state, is definitely one of the leading regions as well. And, you know, you mentioned Art Prize earlier. I think that that's a leading example, but not the only example in that community, of the degree to which really all segments of Grand Rapids, whether it's, you know, city, county government, to the local cultural community, to the business community, have really embraced and worked really hard collaboratively to position its creative assets as a unique resource and attraction for the Grand Rapids community and the region.
Are there things you think the state could do to encourage the creative economies in Michigan and really raise the state's profile as a leader in the art and design world?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think first and foremost, Michigan is already one of the leading states in this area. And I think that we need to quite simply do more to promote that and to identify the creative economy as a leading growth opportunity, both statewide and in key regions across the state. And then this coming year, we're actually going to be involved in quite an exciting project that is going to position Creative Many to both update and do a comprehensive analysis of our creative and design industries research. So we'll have new numbers to take a look at, but we're going to be able to do really a deeper dive to understand what kind of the big, you know, jobs and business and spending numbers mean. You know, where do we have unique niche opportunities in the creative sector where if we invested the right level of, you know, financial supports or resource networks or different tools to help cultivate further growth in jobs and business, what does that look like? And what are those relationships of those creative businesses to other aspects of the Michigan economy, whether it's the, you know, auto industry or the furniture industry or the graphic design, industrial design sectors.
Jennifer Goulet is the president and CEO of the arts advocacy group Creative Many. We're talking about the group's plans for the Michigan House, a showcase of design from the Mitten State, taking place at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, next week. Jennifer, I want your job when you're done with it, okay?
Okay, I'll put you on the list.
Get in line, right?
That's right.
Have fun, Jennifer. Great talking with you.
Hey, thanks, Mark.